I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, overseas recruiting in a new era in testing. The mission of Air Force recruiting is to inspire, engage, and recruit the next generation of airmen and guardians. The Air Force recruiter is available to meet with any U.S. citizen, dependent, or spouse in the Aviano community who is between the ages of 17 and 39 interested in joining the military.
There's no need to return to the United States to enlist in the military. Those looking to enlist can go through the recruiting process in Italy, from pre-qualification conversations, ASVAB testing, medical exams, and the enlistment oath. Once applicants have passed all necessary requirements, tests, and have been officially accepted into the Air Force, they will be placed into the delayed entry program while remaining overseas until their ship-out date. Master Sergeant Ryan Phelps, 319th Recruiting Squadron Superintendent of European Operations, shares how someone can join the Air Force while overseas.
It's very similar to the way we do it stateside, but there are some subtle differences. So the first thing is contacting Sergeant Ariza, and he's going to walk you through the process, and then they ship off very similar to how we do it in the States, but we utilize the resources here on base with the Education Center taking the ASVAB and our folks over at the Med Group supporting our medical screening, and Sergeant Ariza leading you every step of the way.
Phelps also notes that those looking for more information can reach out to the Aviano Air Base recruiter or go to airforce.com. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
A new era in testing. With your Air Force news, I'm Staff Sergeant Katherine Winchell. The U.S. Air Force Test Pilot School completed its first ever test of AI and Emerging Technologies course in partnership with Stanford University and the Department of the Air Force's Stanford AI Studio. The data-driven test program is designed to equip students with the expertise needed to test and evaluate next-generation autonomous systems, advanced mission capabilities, and date-intensive platforms. As the Air Force accelerates its adoption of collaborative combat aircraft and advanced simulation environments, TPS graduates will test and validate autonomous AI-driven systems that will define future warfighting capabilities. Air Force Test Center Deputy Commander Colonel Marianne Carlin says, AFTC is laser-focused on integrating game-changing capabilities that promise to transform warfighting. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen.